Now, a talk with the Libyan ambassador to Washington. Ali Suleiman Ojali now represents the transitional national government that's based in Benghazi. He was the Libyan government's ambassador to Washington until he quit earlier this year. Welcome.
Thank you.
First, let's look ahead to life in Libya if and when the Gaddafi regime falls. What role, if any, should NATO play in your country after the transitional national government takes over?
Well, it is a very important role still after the Gaddafi's fall. We need to build our country. We need a democratic institution. We need to train our people. We have to secure our borders. And we need, of course, technology. We need help of personnel. It will be a major development in Libya after the regime's collapse.
As you're describing, you're expecting a very substantial European and North American presence in Libya after the fighting.
I believe so. Yes, I do, because these people, they helped us in the time we need. Then we will strengthen our relation with them. There are some, of course, with the Arab countries. It is a new chapter in the Libyan life.
If and when Muammar Gaddafi is captured, what should the authorities, the new authorities, do with him? Should they hand him over to the International Criminal Court, keep him in Libya to stand trial, packing him on a plane to go to Saudi Arabia or Venezuela? What should you do?
Not to go to Saudi Arabia or Venezuela. This is too late.
So safe exile is out of the question.
Yeah, exile is out of question. The Libyan people, I believe very strongly that they want Gaddafi to face his challenge in Libya. To handle him to ICC, I cannot really tell at the moment, but this that will be maybe the second option.
The Transitional National Council includes a former justice minister who's chairman, a former economic development minister who's a prime minister. You're the ambassador to Washington of the transitional government. You were the ambassador to Washington of the old government. All of that raises a question. How different is the new regime in Libya going to be from the old regime? Is it essentially the same people except for the decapitation of the Gaddafi clan from the top, or is it going to be a radically different government as you imagine it?
Well, not everybody worked with Gaddafi. That means corrupted.
You're saying not everyone who worked with Gaddafi was corrupted in the process?
No. And the doors will be open for the new generation. We have very educated people in the United States and Europe. They're living in the exile for a long, long, long time. We have to inject our departments, our institutions, these kind of people.
But here's a comparison. I'm thinking back, and Americans recall pretty clearly what happened in Iraq after the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. He had been a dictator who'd been installed for many years, and the United States, with some Iraqi assistance, instituted a program of de-Bathification, getting anyone who'd belonged to the Ba'athist Party out of power. How would you approach that problem?
We don't want to do that.
You don't want to do
that? We don't want to do that. You know, the Iraqis, they paid a very high price for that.
Yes.
And you see what's happening in Iraq. We don't want to do that. The revolution, they opened their doors and their hearts for any Libyan who's willing to help.
But there has to be some, though.
You're not
welcoming any of Gaddafi's sons, I assume, into the new regime.
Of course, no. We are a very small society. Mm-hmm. We know each other. If he's clear, he's okay. If he's not clear, then he should stand on the side. This is fair enough, I believe.
If there are no criminal charges against you.
Of course, criminal charges and corruptions.
Corruption charges.
Yeah, that's right.
Does the TNC, by the way, does the Transitional National Council now have control of Gaddafi's assets?
We're trying. I think the one in Europe and in the United States and in Canada, they are okay. But we still have in Asia and Africa. That's a little bit difficult.
How many billions do you reckon are in Europe and North America, and how many in Asia and Africa?
Well, I think maybe I don't have all these details, but in general, I hear the former Central Bank of Libya saying that's about $160-170 billion.
$160-170 billion?
About, yes.
All over the world?
That's what my understanding.
How much of that $160-170 billion would be in Europe and the United States as opposed to the other deposits?
Well, I would say maybe about 100 or less.
Almost $100 billion,
yes,
would be in,
I think so.
Say, broadly speaking,
in
NATO countries where you would have a pretty good chance at getting the money straight away.
But it was not easy to get this money. Now, since 6 months, we're still now fighting to get part of this money to use, you know, for this battle.
It's a pretty good start for a new government to have a treasury with
We are lucky from the side, but we're not lucky to have a leader like Gaddafi who is killing his own people, and he doesn't want to leave them alone for at least enjoy a democratic life.
Well, Ambassador Ojale, thank you very much for talking with us. Ali Suleiman Ojale, who is the ambassador of the Transitional National Council, the Transitional National Government of Libya in Washington. He was the Libyan government's ambassador to Washington until earlier this year.